Our opening reading comes from Marge Piercy. It's called To Be of Use. The people I love best jump into work head first without dallying in the shallows, and they swim off with sure strokes almost out of sight. They seem to become natives of that element, the black, sleek heads of seals bouncing like half-submerged balls. I love people who harness themselves an ox to a heavy cart, who pull like water buffalo with massive patience, who strain in the mud and the muck to move things forward, who do what has to be done again and again. I want to be with people who submerge in the task, who go into the fields to harvest and work in a row and pass the bags along, who are not parlor generals and field deserters, but move in a common rhythm. When the food must come in or the fire be put out, the work of the world is common as mud. Botched, it smears the hands and crumbles to dust. But the thing worth doing, well done, has a shape that satisfies, clean and evident. Greek amphoras for wine or oil, Hopi vases that hold corn, they're put in museums, but you know they were made to be used. The pitcher cries out for water to carry, and a person for work that is real. My earliest memories are surrounded in white clapboard, faded maroon carpet, and rich, creaky hardwood. You might be familiar with some of those things. I can feel the grooves carved into the pillars at the front of the church under my fingertips. Better than my own heartbeat, I know the sound of the bell from the bell tower, the rustle of the thick rope as it is drawn up into the bowels of the steeple before being pulled down again by our senior sexton. I know the air freshener that's used in the ladies' room, a soft, persistent, minty smell that matched the pale green paint. For a long time, I like to think the sweet scent came from the walls themselves. I spent my youngest years careening through the hallways of my second home, the first parish in Concord, about 15 miles north of here. My brother and I were dedicated there in the early 1980s when I was still in diapers. My mother served on the RE committee, chaired the annual craft fair, and designed logos and flyers for countless events. My father, an architect by trade, chaired the building and grounds committee for years and would carry a small bottle of whiteout to touch up chipping paint on the molding near the church office. Madeline Langle is quoted saying, "The great thing about getting older is that you don't lose all the ages that you've been." All the ages I have been were influenced and shaped by the community of the church. And I carry all those ages with me. You've seen the little girl I once was, and now you can see the minister I have become. We grow into and through the realities that shape our spirit. This community, like all church communities, holds the ages that we have ever been, all of the ages, and all of the ages that we will ever be. It is one of the last places in our bustling, separated world where we can encounter true intergenerational community. We contain youth and age, naivete and wisdom. We contain health and decline, inexperience and grace, calm confidence and fearful chaos. Within this community, we hold all the beauty and the challenges that human life has to offer. What age do you hold in your heart? What ages do you long for? What age can this community help you become? And what if, instead of seeing the superficial effects of time on aging skin and bodies, what if we focused more on our spirits? When Doug Kraft writes about our faith, he describes it as a river to swim in, an ever-changing, permeable, all-encompassing body of water. When my parents found Unitarian Universalism, they quickly immersed themselves in it. They had sought a faith community to help guide their children, but they had no idea how much it would mean to them. They felt supported by Unitarian Universalism and continued to dedicate themselves to their community in Concord. Life itself is more like a river than a rock. We dive into this world whether we're ready or not, and we have to keep swimming and navigating wherever the current takes us. Marge Piercy wrote that the pitcher cries for water to carry and a person for work that is real. We cry out over and over again as we grow and change and go through our lives, and the work and service that we find helps make the journey worth the ride. Our lives flow on, and aging is part of that process, but growth is optional. But it is our growth and development and commitment to something greater than ourselves that makes life worth living. In my experience, faith is not about finding an entrenched authority to cling to, a stable and unchanging force. We embrace the difficulties that life brings us as we grow up and we grow older, and our faith helps us along the way. Doug Kraft writes, "Unitarian Universalism is about learning to swim in the river rather than climbing out of it onto a rock. Every encounter we have in the river of Unitarian Universalism teaches us something. How to dog paddle, how to master the breaststroke, or even how to float on our back and be fully supported. We are always learning as a community to embrace the unpredictability of life and how to navigate it together. When I began college, my beloved alma mater, Mount Holyoke College, won me over early on with an active Unitarian Universalist student group on campus. I had just completed the religious education program, and even though my life was in transition, I felt confident because I had a strong foundation in my family and in my church. As one of our beloved hymns reminds us, roots hold us close and wings set us free. I majored in religion and psychology, and after I graduated, I was wondering just how to apply my knowledge and interests to a career that would be fulfilling. I accepted a position at Tufts University with the alumni office, where I would find wonderful and gratifying work for the next 5 years. I worked with the alumni governing board, committees, reunions, helping people reconnect with former classmates and with an institution that shaped their formative years. Now, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? An institution that shapes their formative years. That sounds to me, of course, like church. Okay, maybe I'm a little biased because I was raised UU and had so many formative experiences in the church, but perhaps also because Unitarian Universalists believe that our formative years are never over. We are always changing and evolving, and how we do that in community shapes the future of our faith. We so often focus on the superficial effects of time on aging skin and bodies, but we need to focus more on our spirits, our souls, our communities. Marge Piercy talks about the hard work of life. She says the work of the world is as common as mud. Messy, sticky, universal. The work is not always glorious or impressive or holy. The work is sometimes honest and raw and difficult. The thing worth doing well is deeply satisfying. Doug Kraft's River of Unitarian Universalism is echoed in her words as she tells us to jump into the work head first without dallying in the shallows. As we grow, we are meant to work, to physically put our bodies to work, to put our minds to work, oh, and to put our hearts to work. And the work of Unitarian Universalism is not over yet. The quote in your orders of service comes from Virginia Woolf. It says, "Growing up is losing some illusions in order to acquire others." This immediately stood out to me as a basic understanding of faith. As we experience the hardships and pain of human life, we also find other constructs that help us cope, help us heal, and help us continue to grow. We need to grow as individuals, but we also need to grow as a community. Unitarian Universalists have done the real work of social action, supporting justice and living our values into the world. But we also need to turn inwards collectively. We've spent so much time helping those around us, we haven't seen the need within us. We need to take off our blinders, look beyond our activism, and reclaim the spirit of our faith. Let's not dally in the shallows. Let's dive in together. As we age as a faith movement, we need to mature and grow. We need to do the work of communal theology, the hard encounters of religious diversity, and experience the richness of real worship. This is the kind of work that could be done by higher-ups and committees, but I think this is the kind of work that needs to be done in our congregations, our small groups, our classrooms. Our faith is as strong as a river and growing slowly, but we need to keep talking about it. This is not the work of parlor generals and scholars. This is the work of the people. What do you believe? Is it the same as the person sitting next to you? Across the room? How about you? No, it won't be the same, which is the glory and beauty of Unitarian Universalism. We are not in the same place as we grow and develop our faith. We don't have the same beliefs, and we may not even share a common vocabulary of faith. Some people talk about God, and some people talk about spirit, and some people don't talk about that at all. But the people here have decided to be part of one congregation, and our faith and trust in one another will create a community worth committing to. Unitarian Universalism needs to keep growing into a community where we can really talk about our faith and all its great diversity. Our church community can be the river itself, strong so we can trust it and it will support us, fluid, letting us grow and change, and soothing, slowly wearing away our sharp edges and deep, deep hurts. If you can trust the person who doesn't believe the same thing as you, then you have built a place to articulate and live into your own interpretations of faith. You have built a loving community. If we can't talk about what we believe in church, then where else do we get to talk about it? If our faith is evolving and growing throughout our lives, then we need to create a place where we can dive in and talk about the hard stuff, the things we question and reconsider, and discuss what makes an impact on our beliefs. We can't always know how these investments will turn out, and we don't always see how our plantings grow in and beyond the community, but it's worth the work. We can trust one another and share our ongoing stories of faith. This is the true hard work of Unitarian Universalism. As a faith movement, we are shifting from adolescence to maturity. We need to move beyond the superficial and focus more on our spirits. How does Unitarian Universalism need to age? How do we need to grow? Congregations are places where we can explore feelings of belonging. When we covenant, promise to stick through all of our differences and challenges, we promise to stick together and promise to belong to one another. As Unitarian Universalists, we are committed to building that community of belonging. After I returned home from college, I continued to attend church with my family. I joined the choir, became involved in parish committees. I was beginning to feel a call to ministry that was hard to articulate. How does someone go from a college dorm room to a pulpit? I described it as a dowsing rod in my heart. A dowsing rod is an ancient method of finding things of value, often precious metals or water, that's hidden away in the earth. I listened to that curious pull I felt. Sometimes you don't know how you know these things, but you just know them to be true. So I let that dowsing rod search for water, looking for what would quench my thirst. And so I dove in. I immersed myself in church life, gave readings for worship, and began to understand how the rippling water of Unitarian Universalism can support me on the journey. I followed the dowsing rod in my heart when I began the formative process of becoming a minister, and it hasn't let me down yet. When I get caught up in the politics or the weight of this calling or the bureaucracy or paperwork, I just am reminded that I need to dive in and not cling to a rock. What if, instead of seeing the superficial effects of time, we focused more on our spirits? What if, instead of seeing the superficial effects of big talk and benevolent charity, we focused more on the deep spirit of Unitarian Universalism? What if we let ourselves truly grow and develop? Our faith movement has celebrated 50 years in unity, and that we should be proud of. But there's so much more work for us to do. We are planting the seeds of faith that will grow into the religious tradition of our children and our children's children. Unitarian Universalism helped me grow into who I am today, and it is my responsibility to help shepherd it into the future. We cannot do everything, and we cannot fix everything. But it is our duty to do the hard work, the messy work, of continuing to build and cherish the potential of our faith movement. This is our beginning, our first step. We each age and grow in our own ways. We develop and mature. We struggle with the blessings and challenges of age. And so do our faith communities. How can we approach these changes with grace and conviction? I invite you to dive in with me. Jump into the river head first. Don't dally in the shallows. The deep end is calling us. Our community will support us, and we can grow our spirits individually and together. Unitarian Universalism is the river, the water that lifts us up and that we can trust to help us as we float. Listen to the dowsing rod that is in your heart. Who are we as a religion? Who are we as a community? Where are we going next, and where do we truly belong? The hope of the next generations of Unitarian Universalism is resting on our shoulders, and we need to carry it through. We are planting the seeds, and if we water them, if we support them, we will surely see the fruit.